This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Rach.
This is Dean.
And this is the Rach and Dean podcast.
Is Jacqueline Mifsud. Hey, yes. Jack, how you doing?
I'm very well. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thanks. Now, we should explain your name. Let me get this right. It's Jacqueline Mifsud.
Yes,
did I get that right?
Or you can say Mifsud if you want to be fancy.
Mifsud.
Yeah, it's a Maltese name.
That's
so
fancy.
It becomes a bit of a spoonerism where people just get the F and the S a bit mixed up.
Uh-huh.
And it's very hard. I just said rary, that's words. or just all my words mixed up. I speak English and French sometimes. I speak no languages.
Do you do them both at the same time?
Yeah, exactly. Just mixing it around, seeing what you can get out of it. But on the phone, it's very hard to express F, S, and I just go, all right, that'll do.
Yeah, see, I've got a wog last name as well, and I'm forever spelling it.
What's your woggy name?
My woggy name is Chichi.
Chichi.
How would you spell that, do you reckon?
Oh, Chichi just sounds like it'd be C-H-I-C-H-I.
You'd think that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
But no, it's not. No.
Could that be Kiki Chichi?
Kiki Chichi Chichi.
Kiki Chichi. Oh, it sounds like a dance.
I know, right?
Oh, I love it.
I spent my whole life spelling my name, so I feel your pain.
Is that your nickname, though? Because that's a great nickname.
Chich. Chich is the nickname. Yeah, Chich.
Oh, you need to be wearing a leather jacket and click it.
That's Chach.
Oh, but still, I was thinking more of like West Side Story.
Do you think?
Mm.
Am I a jet or a shark? What do you reckon?
Oh, which is, who's who?
Oh,
I don't know. Puerto Rican? I think you'd be more Puerto Rican.
Do you think?
Mm.
I don't know which one that is.
And you're like, have I got a switchblade or do I have a comb? Like, you don't know. Yeah, I'm Chich. I'm just making up a character.
If you know which one was the Puerto Rican one, SMS in on 0427 joy949, because that's an almost middle-aged gay male. I feel that I should know my musical theatre.
Yes.
I should.
Such a pretty girl in the mirror.
I do feel pretty, I've got to say. Now, Jax, tell us about, you've been in the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
Oh, it's been and gone. Yeah,
your time's done. You've done your shows.
It's dunsies. It's 10 days ago that it's finished. I did the first 11 shows.
Uh-huh.
And I feel very accomplished. I went quite well. The last three shows sold out.
Well done, you.
Thank you. Last time I was here in Joy, it was at Brekkie Bears.
Uh-huh.
And I was trying to... promote it, and then I promoted the merd out of it, and pardon my French, and it just exploded. It went really well, but now I'm like, what am I doing now?
So was your audience filled with big, burly, hairy men?
Oh, God, I wish. It was full of a lot of, a little bit, like over 30s, which is great, because uh-huh. it was about my journey. I'm 31. I know, it looked amazing.
I know, in this life, you look at least 29.
Some people go, are you 24? I'm like, shut up.
Oh, shut up.
Stop it. Uh-huh. Word of mouth got around, like people, and I had a wonderful producer, publicist, friend/tech as well, who really helped me sell the show.
What was the show called?
Sink Full of Forks.
Ooh.
Yeah, and it was a narrative about how I lived in Paris for 4 years, uh-huh. working as a tour guide off tips, and then I moved back, became a receptionist, which is a great job, but I felt a bit stuck, and I felt like a little mermaid, like, you know, I want to go with it, people are, I just wanted something more. It's got to be a musical day.
I know.
And then I quit my job 6 months ago,
uh-huh.
and I just invested everything into the show. I'm like, just concentrate, just writing for the show, just for the show, just for the show, and it's finished, and now I'm very lost.
So are you a struggling artist now?
I think I am.
Ooh.
Because I was never a struggling student because I used to have a night job.
Uh-huh.
So I'm very generous. I'm like, yeah, well, I'll pay for everyone's pizza shapes, whatever kids are eating, and Red Bull. That's what I lived off it. And now I'm like, oh, I just paid healthcare. God, it's expensive. Rent, live by myself in Collingwood, can't afford that much longer. And bills and stuff.
Welcome to adulting.
Yes,
welcome to adulting. It's what it's all about.
And I have to budget. I should live in a share house, but I like my alone time.
Oh, share house? No.
Yeah,
oh,
I said at a gig the other day, I'm like, I'm 31 and now I really feel like I like myself. And this girl in the crowd went, you're weird.
You're weird?
I'm like, why? Don't you like me? And she goes, oh, yeah, nah, I guess so. I'm like, yeah, I'm great.
I reckon if you, I lived in a share house back in the day.
Yes.
But now, oh, no.
Not, because that's part of my story. I moved 13 times in 4 years in Paris.
Wow.
I lived in so many share houses, so many illegal sublets, so I kept getting kicked out. Had a very terrible time.
Were you witness protection?
No, yeah, it seems like
yeah.
it. Well, once someone, I was woke up to someone made their cat scratch my head, which was weird. They're like, oh, we are just playing with you. I'm like, get out of my face.
So now that you're a struggling artist, what are you living on?
I am very good at stretching your dollar because in Paris I was living off tips. So I'm trying to be nutritious. So I'm trying to be healthy.
Tell me more. On a budget as well.
Because, you know, you have your health. So you can't just, I can't live off Maggi noodles. Shout out. Shouldn't use brand names. I'm sorry.
But generic noodles. Not even generic noodles. No noodles.
No. I do chicken noodle soup. I am living off of those little packets. I have a nani. Live off
sachet.
My nani. Live off my no brand coffee.
Uh-huh.
I always get some greens. I have some kale, a lot of eggs. So my kale and my eggs. I've got oats.
Uh-huh.
So I have a bit of porridge. And then pasta with a bit of cheese. I make a big vat of soup,
right.
a big thing of like chili con carne or something.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And
does
just
it last?
Stretch it out.
It lasts for the week.
I don't eat much.
No,
because also if I'm stressing, don't eat a lot.
And what do you do to treat yourself? Is there room for treats in your busy life?
There is, but I'm a savory girl. So
I can relate to that.
What I do, I boil sweet. I have sweet potatoes and cans of tuna. So I like boil, treat yourself. I'm very easy to please. Why am I single? Because I like myself. Boil the sweet potatoes, smush it up,
mm-hmm.
add in some tuna, add in a bit of mayo, bit of mustard. It's like sloppy baby food, but I like it.
And who's to argue with that?
Well, no one, because I live by myself. No one's there to talk to me.
Oh.
I have Netflix, though. My friend's password. See, saving money all the time.
Absolutely. Now, Jack, stick around, because coming up next, we're going to talk about binge-watching on Netflix. I reckon you've got something to say about that.
I do.
So,
I do.
Did you binge-watch over the Easter long weekend? SMS in on 0427-JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au. I'll share what I binge-watched if you share what you did too.
Oh, dirty laundry.
I know, right?
All day, every day. Joy94.9 on air and online at joy.org.au.
Oh, yeah.
I do like my streaming queen services. I'm not. I'm agnostic. I don't favour one over the other.
Oh, that's good.
Now, Jax, you do like a bit of streaming, I understand.
Oh, I do, yes, because I rejected Netflix because my friend's like, look, I'll give you my password. I said, no, I need to concentrate and write in this comedy show and I know that I will get distracted.
Oh.
And then he goes, no, but they have stand-up. You want to watch stand-up? I've gone, yes, I do.
On Netflix,
watch stand-up.
Yeah. And so, on Stan as well. They have them on all.
Yeah, exactly. And they release a new one all the time. So I watch heaps of just stand-up. I was good. I was disciplined, just stand-up. And then I'm like, how about I watch the entire series of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? That's what I binge-watched.
Distracted much?
Very. No, but now I've finished now. So now I got the password and I'm like, stand-up. Will Smith back in the day. I felt like I was after, you know, it was like nostalgic, you know, I was after school and like, you know, eating like food from the fridge
mm-hmm.
and just waiting for mum to come home.
Do you listen to every intro and sing along to it or do you fast forward?
The novelty wears off because I don't want to hear the intro again.
Wow.
Because you forget
the added
bit. I
feel like that was the whole part of watching Fresh Prince of Bel-Air is the intro.
It's a big part of it. It's very groundbreaking too. Like the cultural references they dealt with, I loved it.
Well, there
great.
You go. Go back and rediscover it all over again. Now, we did put the call out on our Facebook page, Rach and Dean on Facebook. Dean spelled D-E-N-E. We have to explain that every time.
every time.
Anyway, we did put the call out and asked, what were you binge-watching this long weekend? And we had Chelsea from Caroline Springs. She watched Doctor Who.
Ooh,
now, I watched because the latest episode of Doctor Who was on Sunday night with his new companion, Bill, who's a lesbian. I
Bill
know,
is
right?
Is a fan.
She likes the ladies, does Bill, yes.
Oh, like Billy Piper Bill.
Yeah. No, this is the latest companion. Peter Capaldi.
Just Bill.
So
I'm not a Whovian at all.
So Chelsea has been watching Doctor Who over Easter. And Helen from Q, she's watched something called Rain, which is a bit like Game of Thrones. I don't know Rain.
I've never watched Game of Thrones.
No?
Watched one episode. Mm. They cut some doodles off and I was like, I'm not into this. There was way too much doodle and
too
blood
doodle
on my
action.
TV.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, I watched, Grace and Frankie over Easter, which I like, the latest season. And I also did, I got sick, so I didn't leave the house. Grace and Frankie, then I did Better Call Saul season 2. Because season 3 is coming. The Better Call Saul is a Breaking Bad prequel.
Oh, my God.
Which is really good. And I also did, because I don't have a life, I did Iron Fist with Marvel.
Oh, yes.
Which is part of the whole Defenders.
I got told to watch that.
You should watch that.
I should watch that.
Hey, what have you been watching? What have you been binge-watching? 0427-JOY949. Now, podcaster Pete, joining our team, what did you binge-watch over Easter?
I binge-watched The Last Kingdom.
The Last Kingdom. Now, what's that about?
It's about Vikings and taking over England.
Okay.
Similar to the,
is it a comedy?
To the Vikings.
Oh, it's like the Viking series.
But set in a slightly different era.
Are there lots of boys with pecs?
Definitely.
Oh.
Oh, I like the sound of that.
Yeah, I've seen a few.
Dean will get
Vikings
back to us next week after he has another few sick days.
Absolutely.
I am sick.
Well, it's great, isn't it? If you are sick, you just sort of rug up on the couch and just watch episode after episode.
And it plays for you, coming up in 10 seconds.
I know.
Okay, I'll be here.
Hashtag Stream Queen.
It's very loving.
Missed your favourite show? Head to the new Joy website and click on podcasts to catch up with the best Joy has to offer. joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.